Part 1. You will hear a man talking to the coordinator of a photography club. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
Hello, Wayside Camera Club. Breeder speaking.
Oh, hello. My name's Dan, and I'd like to join your club.
That's great, Dan. We have an application form. Would you like to complete it over the phone? Then you can ask any questions you might have.
Oh, yes, thanks.
OK. So, what's your family name?
It's Green. Dan Green.
So, can I take your email address?
Yes, it's dan1068@market.com.
Thanks. And what about your home address?
Well, I'm about 10 miles away from your club in Peacetown. I live in a house there.
OK. So, what's the house number and street?
It's 52 Marrowfield Street.
Is that Marrowfield?
That's right.
And that's Peacetown, you said?
Uh-huh.
So, how did you hear about our club? Did you look on the internet?
I usually do that, but this time... Well, I was talking to a relative the other day and he suggested it.
Oh, is he a member too?
He belongs to another club, but he'd heard good things about yours.
OK. So what do you hope to get from joining?
Well, one thing that really interests me is the competitions that you have. I enjoy entering those.
Right. Anything else?
Well, I also like to socialise with other photographers.
That's great. So, what type of membership would you like?
What are the options?
It's £30 a year for full membership, or £20 a year if you're an associate.
I think I'll go for the full membership then.
That's a good idea, because you can't vote in meetings with an associate membership.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
If I could just find out a bit more about you.
OK.
So, you said you wanted to compete. Have you ever won any photography competitions?
Not yet, but I have entered 3 in the past.
Oh, that's interesting. So, why don't you tell me something about those? Let's start with the first one.
Well, the theme was entitled Domestic Life.
I see. So it had to be something related to the home?
Yeah. I chose to take a photo of a family sitting round the dinner table having a meal. And, I didn't win, but I did get some feedback.
Oh, what did the judges say?
That it was too busy as a picture.
Aha. So it was the composition of the picture that they criticised?
That's right. And once they'd told me that, I could see my mistake.
So what was the theme of the second competition?
Well, my university was on the coast, and that area gets a lot of beautiful sunsets. So that was the theme.
Oh, sunsets. That's a great theme.
Yes, the instructions were to capture the clouds as well, It couldn't just be blue sky and a setting sun.
Sure, because they give you all those amazing pinks and purples.
Yeah, and I thought I'd done that well, but the feedback was that I should have waited a bit longer to get the shot.
I see. So the timing wasn't right.
Yes, I took it too soon, basically. And then the third competition I entered was called Animal Magic.
Well, that's a difficult subject.
I know. I had to take hundreds of shots.
I'm sure, because animals move all the time.
That's what we had to show. There had to be some movement in the scene. I got a great shot of a fox in the end, but I took it at night and, well, I suspected that it was a bit dark, which is what I was told.
Well, Dan, you seem to be really keen, and we'd be delighted to have you in our club. I'm sure we can help with all those areas that you've outlined.
Thanks, that's great.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one. Test 4. This is the IELTS listening test. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four parts. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to part one. Part one. You will hear a man who works at an employment agency phoning a woman who is looking for a job. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is that Julie Davison?
Yes.
This is Greg Preston from the employment agency. We met last week when you came in to inquire about office work.
Oh, that's right.
Now, we've just had some details come in of a job which might interest you.
Okay.
So this is a position for a receptionist. I believe you've done that sort of work before?
Yes, I have. I worked in a sports centre for a couple of years before I got married and had the children.
Right. Well, this job's in Fordham, so not too far away for you, and it's at the medical centre there.
OK. So where exactly is that?
It's quite near the station on Chastens Road.
Sorry?
Chastens Road. That's Chastons.
Okay, thanks. So what would the work involve? Dealing with inquiries from patients?
Yes. And you'd also be involved in making appointments, whether face-to-face or on the phone, and rescheduling them if necessary.
Fine. That shouldn't be a problem.
And another of your duties would be keeping the centre's database up to date. Then you might have other general administrative duties as well. But those would be the main ones.
Okay.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Now, when the details came in, I immediately thought of you because one thing they do require is someone with experience. And you did mention your work at the sports centre when you came in to see us.
Yes, in fact, I enjoyed that job. Is there anything else they're looking for?
Well, they say it's quite a high-pressure environment. They're always very busy, and patients are often under stress. So they want someone who can cope with that and stay calm, and at the same time be confident when interacting with the public.
Well, after dealing with 3 children all under 5, I reckon I can cope with that.
I'm sure you can. And then another thing they mention is that they're looking for someone with good IT skills.
Not a problem.
So you'd be interested in following this up?
Sure. When would it start?
Well, they're looking for someone from the beginning of next month. But I should tell you that this isn't a permanent job. It's temporary. So the contract would be just to the end of September. But they do say that there could be further opportunities after that.
OK. And what would the hours be?
Well, they want someone who can start at 7:45 in the morning. Could you manage that?
Yes. My husband would have to get the kids up and off to my mother's. She's going to be looking after them while I'm at work. What time would I finish?
1:15.
That should work out all right. I can pick the kids up on my way home, and then I'll have the afternoon with them. Oh, one thing. Is there parking available for staff at the centre?
Yes, there is. And it's also on a bus route.
Right. Well, I expect I'll have the car, but it's good to know that. OK, so where do I go from here?
Well, if you're happy for me to do so, I'll forward your CV and references, and then the best thing would probably be for you to phone them so they can arrange for an interview.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.